Sarah, let's start with the immediate public safety concerns facing San Diego County. We have a new wildfire that ignited Friday, the Border 7 fire, and fire officials are sounding urgent warnings about conditions heading into summer.
That's right, Marcus. The Border 7 fire started Friday afternoon, June 12th, on private land in San Diego County. What's concerning officials is that the cause is still undetermined, and as of our latest information, containment status hasn't been established yet. This comes on the heels of the Sorrento fire that burned 90 acres and threatened over 2,000 homes before being contained Tuesday, and the Border 6 fire that burned 2,525 acres total between the U.S. and Mexico before reaching full containment on June 7th.
The timing couldn't be worse, with July 4th approaching. North County Fire Protection District Captain John Choi issued a public warning that really drives home how dangerous conditions are right now. He said, if any spark goes into these fuels right now, they're going to start a vegetation fire.
Captain Choi is emphasizing that all fireworks, including those purchased across the border in Mexico, are illegal in San Diego County. Officials are strongly urging residents to attend professional shows instead. They're also promoting the Genesis Protect app for residents to track fire activity in real time.
The recent fire activity shows just how quickly things can escalate. The Sorrento fire near Sorrento Valley Boulevard and Ocean Air Drive required a massive response. Hundreds of personnel from San Diego Fire Rescue and Cal Fire, multiple helicopters and bulldozers. Evacuation orders were issued and then lifted within the same day on June 8th, but it could have been much worse.
There's also been some positive news on the enforcement front. County authorities made an arson arrest as part of a broader sweep of recent brush fires, though details on the suspect's identity and specific location weren't immediately available.
Looking at the regulatory side, those new City of San Diego wildfire safety rules that took effect in February for new construction are now requiring 5-foot combustible-free buffer zones around structures in very high fire hazard severity zones. That covers roughly 2/3 of the city. The enforcement for existing homes begins in February 2027, so property owners have time to prepare.
It's worth noting that we're also seeing continued activity at the maritime border. The Coast Guard conducted back-to-back operations on June 11th and 13th, interdicting 9 suspected migrants near Coronado Island and 17 near Sunset Cliffs, respectively. These enforcement operations remain elevated.
And there's a beach hazard statement in effect through Monday evening that residents should be aware of. We're seeing a 3 to 6 foot southerly swell with sets up to 7 feet, creating high rip current risk at south-facing and west-facing beaches.
That's particularly important with weekend beach activity. The National Weather Service is urging swimmers to exercise extreme caution, especially at those south-facing beaches where the swell is most pronounced.